small groups build large churches. And it's a proven fact that once a church reaches the attendance level that we are at, and we have been at for a while, around the mid-700s, 750, that it's unlikely that that church will continue to grow, because no matter how large your pastoral staff is, or what kind of worship services you have, you cannot hold people, you cannot provide enough care for them through pastoral staff members or paid staff members. It has to be done by a church caring for people. So I'm going to take just a few minutes to present an idea to you. Mark chapter 4, verse 26. You can remain seated. We typically stand. Mark 4, 26. And he said, the kingdom of God is as a man should scatter seed on the ground and should sleep by night and rise by day, and the seed should sprout and grow. He himself does not know how. For the earth yields crops by itself, first the blade, then the head, after that the full grain in the head. I have in my hand a packet of watermelon seeds, and they're called Jubilee watermelon seeds. I paid $1.37 for these watermelon seeds at Home Depot, and on the outside of the package it advertised what this watermelon is going to look like in about 90 days if you plant the seed. That's what it says. But when I look at this little dark brown seed, it doesn't look like a watermelon at all to me. It looks like a little seed. And if you could talk to this seed and it could talk back, we would commit you to an institution. But if the seed could talk, the seed would say, I am a watermelon. You would say, you look nothing like a watermelon. But the seed would say, but on the inside, I really feel like a watermelon. Just give me a chance to prove what I am. I can live up to the advertisement on the package, and I am who I say I am. Just take me out of the package, put me in the ground, and let me die. Well, we just met. I don't want you to die. But put me in the ground. Let me die, as the Bible said. And why don't you put about 4 to 7 buddies of mine together in a little hill and make sure there's plenty of sunlight, good nutritious soil. You can add some fertilizer if you want. In about 7 to 10 days, I'll germinate, and in just a little while, I'll give you hope. I'll sprout out of the ground, and I'll let you know that I really have potential to become what I say I am and what I've advertised on the package. I am a watermelon. This little seed has a tremendous amount of faith. Jesus said, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, that you can move mountains. That a little mustard seed can be planted in the ground and grow to be the largest of herbs, so big that birds could lodge under the shadow of its branches. That's what this seed can do. And Jesus said, if you take this seed and put it in the ground, you can go to bed, sleep, wake up the next morning, and just because there is life in this seed, it will produce what it says it will produce. This seed has the power to become not just one watermelon, but many, and to produce thousands and thousands of watermelon seeds. It is in the DNA of this seed to become a whole lot more. It's going to tell me what kind of rind it will have, the meat it will have, how many it will produce, typically how large the watermelon will be. This particular variety produces watermelons in the 30-pound range. They're pretty big. Well, here's what I know about the gospel of Jesus Christ. That Jesus said when he gave us this new birth experience that it has the power to change you and to create in you something brand new. What I'm very excited about with small groups is that it provides an opportunity to take the seed of the gospel of Jesus Christ and plant it into the soil of the hearts of our friends and neighbors and co-workers with the confidence that it has a power to change their life forever. that it will produce life and abundant life and eternal life, that it will produce joy unspeakable and full of glory, that this seed will produce peace that is past understanding, that it will guide in the turmoil of life, that it will change that person's life forever. It is our responsibility to just believe that what God said could happen, would happen, because we're going to take this seed and we're going to go plant it everywhere we can. And it doesn't matter where you plant it. Lithia Springs, you can plant it in Buckhead. You can plant it in Asia or Africa or Europe. You can plant it anywhere you want, and it will always produce the same thing. It doesn't matter where you preach this gospel. It doesn't matter the culture. It doesn't matter the education. It doesn't matter the race. This seed has the power to change any life anywhere in the entire world. It is powerful stuff that we hold in our hands. The fruit of the Spirit is just what the Spirit produces. It always does. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, against which there is no law. This little seed is a powerful seed. And you know what? You can plant a watermelon seed in a cornfield, and even though it is surrounded by plants of corn, it will not become a corn plant. It will still be a watermelon no matter where it is. That's why I believe that no matter where you work, no matter where you live, God has the power to help you be a Christian, an apostolic witness, no matter where you're planted, no matter what is around you. So we waited about 3 months. Now I've just got this little seed. So maybe if I could break it open, I would know what it really is. But I don't think I'm going to do that. Brother DJ, can you help me? We might have a little knife here to cut this watermelon seed up. Yeah, that looks good. So let me see. You have anything else for me there? Watermelon seed. Everybody say watermelon seed faith. Amen. My handsome helper has gotten lost backstage. Here he comes. Dun, 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 dun. So I just want to know, do you think that it produced what it promised? Wow. It actually did. Look at that. I actually cut this tablecloth. Sister Cooper is going to fire me. Everything about that watermelon was determined by the DNA of the seed. And everything that happens, not just through small groups, but through your witness, is determined by the power of the Word of God, anointed by the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, that will change our lives forever. So let me ask you, do you have watermelon seed faith? Do you believe that this can happen to you? Please stand. If I was Jesus, I would multiply this watermelon seed and I would feed our entire congregation. But since I'm not Jesus and I can't do that, we have 25 watermelons waiting for you on the porch of the Family Life Center. So after I pray, I'm inviting you to go back there. And if you don't like watermelon, but you like people, you can go back and fellowship there. If you don't mind, please keep the watermelon out of the Family Life Center. And we're going to go back there and enjoy a little fellowship. And I would like for you to take some seeded watermelon, not seedless. There's a lot of churches that are like seedless watermelons. They don't have the power to reproduce. Come on now. I'm going to preach now. Write that down. Lord, thank you for the power of the gospel placed in our hearts by the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that you would release the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ in the people of this church, and let us change this city with your gospel forever. In Jesus' name I pray. And everybody said amen.
Amen.
If you have children in a classroom down the hallway, please claim them before you go to the Family Life Center porch. I love you. It's good to see you. God bless you. Family Life Center porch, straight out the back doors. Let's go eat some ice cold watermelon slices in Jesus' name.